神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴跟您再次在一起。
And today we are going to talk about parent and child conflicts.
今天我们要谈的是父母跟儿女之间的冲突。
I'm sure most of you that are parents understand what I mean.
我这样说的时候，父母们应该心里都知道我在讲什么。
And I'm sure you wish that you didn't have so many conflicts at times.
我也但愿你跟孩子之间没有太多的冲突。
This is something that you really have to work at.
这个是我们要好好努力的。
But you must not wait until they're in their teens and you have big troubles.
但是绝对不要等到他们到十几岁了，很麻烦的时候你才要来处理。
Now let's first look at the child.
首先我们看看孩子这一边。
You must first recognize if there is maybe a physical, emotional, or mental problem with the child.
孩子们呢，你要看一看他们是否有在生理上面，或他们的心理上面，或者他们的情绪上面，或者他们的理性上面的一些问题。
And so once that you can find out that there's no problems in this area, then you may really understand that you have to work at this thing.
如果冲突不是来自于他们的生理、心理、情绪各方面的问题的话，那就表示说你们的冲突是需要真的去面对、去处理。
Now, when children are in a conflict with a parent, usually it's in the area of the emotions.
通常孩子跟父母的冲突比较是在情绪的方面。
They'll get angry.
比如说他们生气了。
They'll feel hurt.
他们心里面觉得受伤害了。
Sometimes they're confused.
你说他们混淆了。
They learn to mistrust.
最后呢，他们不信任了。
And then they begin to withdraw from their relationship with the parent.
接下去，他们跟父母亲的关系，他们就会越来越退缩。
And once they do this, they develop rebellion to the rules.
接下来，慢慢就形成所谓的反抗、叛逆的这样的一些情况。
They want to withdraw from the family's activities.
他们想要离开、避开家庭的这些活动。
They become disinterested in anything that belongs to the family.
然后呢，属于家庭、跟家庭有关系的，他们就不想参与。
They'll try to manipulate anything and get what they can from them.
他们要什么就想要什么。
And of course, as we said, that when the parent denies them of what they want,They become very angry or they won't talk to you.
所以到这个地步呢，只要你拒绝他要的，那么他就会用一种非常强烈的这样的一个反抗来对待你，比如说呢，不跟你讲话或生气。
You see, the child has no other weapons, no other defense. So to them, they're going to punish others to protect themselves.
我们要晓得小孩子孩子们呢他们是没有武器的抵抗者所以呢他们就用这种叛逆来成为保护自己的这样的一个方法
Now let's look at the parent's side
那我们来看看父母这一边
You see the parents are pursuing the child's attention They want acceptance of their authority
那父母亲通常他们是很期待孩子们要接纳接受父母这边的权柄
Sometimes conflict comes when one parent is more involved trying to control the child, trying to discipline them, while the other parent distances themselves and withdraws themselves from this activity.
冲突的起点常常是因为 父母亲双方呢，其中有一个非常的严厉，要来行使他对孩子的这种处理或者处罚，但是另外一方呢，却刚好相反啊，比较包容，比较纵容，所以这样的话就会有麻烦。
Children will use this to put one parent against another.
这样的话，孩子们很容易让父母两者之间呢起冲突。
Many times.The way our marriage and the conflicts in marriage is what will cause some of these conflicts with our children.
那婚姻里面的冲突，关系的冲突也会带来给孩子跟父母的冲突。
Because many times either one or both of the parents are in a way distant from the child. They're in their own activities. And because of that, they cannot achieve closeness to their children.
因为当夫妻有冲突的时候，其中有一个很容易常常会疏离他的孩子，这样的话父母亲跟孩子的疏离就会造成他们跟父母亲之间的冲突。
Actually, maybe at the root of all of the happy relationships between parents and child is this ability to have intimacy and closeness.
要在父母跟儿女之间能够有这种不冲突的话，它的秘诀，它的最重要的大概就在于他们彼此要有很亲密的关系。
But most of the time, relationship problems will not allow us to be close to each other.
但是如果在关系上产生的问题的时候，就会阻断人跟人的亲密度。
Now as parents, we are the ones responsibleto try very hard to bring this intimacy, this closeness, this ability to build a relationship.
父母亲是绝对有责任要来帮助建造这种孩子们跟自己的这种亲密靠近的关系。
So let us honestly look at ourselves.
让我们很诚实来看自己。
Now, many times we would like to blame it on the children, and they are a problem.
很多时候我们总是怪孩子，是的，孩子有他们的问题。
Sometimes we blame it on our spouse, and they do not help us.
我们呢，也会怪对方，我们的配偶，认为他们没有好好的帮助。
But I think that each parent should look at themselves and see if they are really doing their very best in this area.
但是好不好，首先我们来看一看我们自己，是不是我真的，我已经很努力然后尽我所能来做我该做的。
Now, one of the problems may be the fact that you only know how to parent by the way that you were parented.
或许你在喂养这种教养孩子的时候呢，你什么都不知道，但是你只知道照着你以前父母亲带你的方式来做。
So you see, many times we are recreating in our own family some of the problems and chaos that was in our original family.
所以等于说你现在从你开始的这个新的家庭模式又再次的重塑你原生家庭，你以前的家庭背景的问题。
And this is no surprise. This actually is probably what will happen.
那这样子事实上也不是什么让我们觉得惊讶的，因为这是很自然会这样重复发生的。
Unless we are well read, unless we are a person that recognize that what happened in my family, I don't want it to happen in my own little family, you're not even going to be aware of it.
除非你自己有这种反省或警觉说，哦，我以前是有这些问题，所以以后我一定要避免，不然的话，你自己是不自觉的。
You see, many of them, many parents will react in their relationship with their child only as they know how that they have been reacted to.
因为父母对孩子的关系的反应呢，只有在他们自己有曾经经历过的上面才有办法来反应。
You see, actually what has happened is that we had no role model to show us how to nurture our child's relationship.
问题是当我们在做这种亲子教育的时候呢，我们根本就没有一个很好的一个模式模范，或者是一个所谓的角色的这样的一个模式让我们来学习。
And maybe the very basic knowledge how to nurture is either inadequate, it's just not good enough, or it's not even there.
这样子呢发展出来呢，我们就变成就是有时候我们不是没有这种知识能力，或者是我们就做得不够好。
Actually, in our life, in our social life, in living with others, we may be so stressful that as parents, our attention and our energy are not there for our children.
有时候是因为你本身的这种社交生活，或者是你的工作范围呢，里面呢，有太多的压力，以至于呢，对于亲子关系、父母跟孩子的关系，你不太注意，而且你也没有能力，你也没有精力，没有余力去注意。
You see, because we have let conflicts pile up, we don't resolve them, and we have power struggles with our children, and our skills are not adequate enough.We become unfortunate enough to not be able to form the relationships that we should between our children.
像我们刚才所说的，我们有一些冲突，然后冲突慢慢的累积，然后呢，我们的这种面对的方法又不够，或者是根本没有，就这样子，我们就没有办法来建立一种正确的这种彼此间的亲子关系。
And then when we begin to see and realize what has happened, then it's very hard because there is a resistance that the children will give and maybe the other partner will give that they just can't seem to be able to get into what you're trying to do now.
当你发现问题出来的时候，你想解决的时候，那个时候很难，因为孩子的那种抗拒还有配偶的这种坚持或者也是一种抗拒感呢，就会让你很难让你的孩子来符合你现在所要的这种关系。
Now, let us see how this affects our lives.
那这样子到底会影响到我们人生的什么呢？
Because conflicts between parents affects our lives, and conflicts between parents and children makes our lives sometimes very miserable.
亲子之间的冲突是一定会影响到我们的生活的，而且会让父母子女之间呢过得非常的不快乐。
As a parent, when we notice our children no longer listen to us, they no longer care about the family, then we get an anxiety about it, and we get fears of what's happening here.
当父母亲发现孩子们不再听自己的话的时候，心里就开始会有焦虑，而且呢会有害怕，然后就会担心说以后会怎么样呢？
Now both maybe child and parent is hurt, and hurt people will hurt others, and so anger is begin to be expressed by verbal, by physical, throwing things.Or just by turning aside and not talking or not having anything to do with each other.
所以这样子父母还有子女亲子之间的彼此都心里有伤害，那因为这个伤害就会产生怒气，结果呢就用丢东西啦，或者是用那种生气的话来说话，或者是那种冷战不说话来表示。
This anger many times can be used as a punishmentor trying to control the other person.
这种生气的表达，一方面呢，是一种对对方的处罚，一方面也是希望用生气来操纵对方。
Now, there are some parents that we call passive-aggressive. It means that they just won't talk to their children.
有一种父母呢，他们就是那种对于孩子就是一种比较消极性的这种态度，他们呢就不跟孩子讲话了。
This is the way they punish or try to control them.
他们用这种方法来要控制自己的孩子。
Then on the other hand, you have children that just won't talk to you.
那一样的也有孩子们是这种形态，就是不跟你讲话。
They won't answer you. They'll go in their room and not speak.
他不回答，然后呢跑到自己房间关起来。
And they're using that to punish you or to try to control you.
这种方法要来处罚你，或者是要来控制你。
And then we talked about stress. When we're under stress, we're overloaded.
当我们有压力的时候，我们是很难过的。
And that means that it affects our energy level.
那这样的话有这种压力呢就会影响到减低我们的那种力量我们的力气
And when we're stressed out, we just do not have the strength to be able to face these conflicts
那因为压力影响我们的精力所以呢我们致使我们没有能力来面对我们家庭的冲突
Sometimes with children when there's conflicts and the parents may do something that hurts them, they have a fear of their parents putting them aside, abandoning them.
有时候孩子们当父母亲因为冲突而产生的一些现象之后呢孩子会害怕他们会怕说被父母亲冷落割开了
Actually, children can become very confused because they don't know actually the real roles, their role and their parents' roles, and they don't understand what boundaries their parents expects of them.
有时候孩子们他们是比较无知混淆的，他们不晓得自己的角色是什么，而且呢，也不晓得自己的规范应该到什么程度。
Then we get very frustrated.
然后孩子们呢，或者是父母亲们呢，就会觉得很挫败感。
And we almost feel like it's hopeless.
到后来的感受就是已经没有希望了
Things will never change
不会再改变了
I've heard parents say about their 10-year-old child I can't do a thing with them
我曾经听一个父母亲说到他一个十岁的孩子竟然说呢我什么事都不能让他做
Both parent and child are in real trouble when they say this
如果对个十岁的孩子说这种话的话那实在是真的麻烦很大了
NowOur thinking process, this is what causes some of these conflicts that we have.
我的想法有时候是致使我们有冲突的原因。
Our thinking is not really straight.
我们的想法有时候不对了。
As I said, it's rooted in sometimes our family origin, how our parents thought and how our parents felt, and maybe it wasn't quite right.
因为我们的想法有时候呢，我们的看法是来自于以前我们的原生家庭，从父母，从以前来的，但是不一定是对的。
Also, we may have in our thinking that love equals performance.
我们以为呢，人的表现有多少表现就会得到多少爱。
Now, a parent may bring this message to their children.
有时候父母亲把这种信息带给孩子。
If you fail to meet our performance expectation, then you're not worthy of our love.
有时候父母亲给孩子信息就是呢，如果你表现得不够好，你失败了，那么呢，我的爱呢也会减少。
And this is the way a parent may think.
那这个是父母亲的想法。
And so,Actually, then, the child feels that they're not loved, that they don't mean anything, and they don't feel secure.
So, 这样的话，孩子就会有一种感觉，就是呢，他是不被接纳的，他不被爱的，他们是不安全的，没有安全感的，然后他们呢，是没有价值的。
So, this is an area you need to think through.
这个是你要想通的地方。
Because as you think and you look at your child...Why should that child meet up to all your expectations if you never met up to your expectations yourself?
想一想，如果你自己都不能符合你自己的期待，你有什么权利要求你的孩子要完全符合你的期待、你的标准呢？
Why are you laying the burden on your child when they may not have the ability?Nor the desire to meet those expectations.
当孩子或是没有能力，或者是没有那种意愿的时候，你怎么样要期待他来符合你的要求？
This is where our love must be unconditional.
这样的话，你就需要有一种没有条件的爱。
I would love it if you were able to do this, but even though you can't, I still love you.
意思是说，不管你做得到或做不到，我都非常的爱你，仍然爱你。
Then there's other thinking processes where we do too much nurturing. We hover over our children. We never let them grow.
另外一种就是过分的保护，过分的给予，然后从来没有让对方有成长的机会。
And then because of this, they begin to resent because children must grow.
那因为呢，孩子们他们必须要成长。那因为你的这种呵护使他们不成长呢，孩子们会有恼恨。
And sometimes because of this, children do not mature the way they should.
然后孩子们也受到一种压抑，他们应该成长就不成长了。
Sometimes it's the other way, too much discipline.
有时候我们有太多的管教，太多的处罚，也会带来问题。
A child that is constantly being reprimanded and saying they're not good and they're not doing it right and all types of things and constantly being beaten or slapped around or whatever you do with your discipline.But it's too much.
有时候你常常不断地对孩子指责，挑他的问题，然后呢，对他有很多的这种处罚，这样的话也会产生冲突。
So whether you give too little attention or too much attention, both of them can be a problem.
所以太多或太少，过分或不够，都会带来问题。
Actually, even to give your children too much praise.
有时候太多的赞美也会带来问题。
Because then the child will demand this as a reward from you.
所以呢，孩子会认为说我因为做得那么好，所以呢，这已经对你是一个报赏了。
And then comes the thinking of parents who sometimes will promise things, but they do not do it.
有时候我们答应孩子东西或事情，然后我们不去实现。
And then children accuse their parents of being liars.
那这样的话，孩子心目中就会控告父母是一个骗子。
And they really don't trust them anymore.
接下去就不再信任自己的父母亲了。
Or maybe you don't have any zeal or any interest in what they're doing.
有时候父母亲呢，没有什么热情，就对孩子所做的没有什么热衷的那种表达。
Because when you don't have any interest in what your children are doing,You make them feel like you don't care.
如果让孩子感觉到你对他们的做的事情不热衷的话，那孩子感受的就是你不关心他们。
And actually, that is true.
那事实上也是如此。
Sometimes as parents, we are so self-centered.
有时候父母亲太自我中心了。
We only want what we want. We want them to do what we want, but we have little interest in their interest.
父母亲只有想到我们要什么，我们要他们为我们啊成什么，做什么。那这样的话，根本就没有注意到孩子们也有他们要做，他们想做什么这样的一个事情。
Sometimes we have what we call idealistic thinking. We think that our son or our parents should act in a certain way that we think is right.
我们有时候对儿女呢有一种理想主义的看法，就说呢他们应该是这个模式这个样子的才对。
You see, children and teenagers, they are growing, they are maturing, they are learning, they're adapting. Many times they go through some of these conflicts just because they're going through the maturing process.
在一个十几岁的孩子来说呢，他正是一个要成长的一个过程，他想要长大，要成熟，所以呢有一些他们的一些困难呢，是在于他们正在成长之中。
But sometimes a parent has not matured enough to be able to understand this.
那不成熟的父母呢，就不理解，不能够理解说他们正在一个过程当中，没有容许他们去成长。
Now how do we behave toward the children or the children toward the parent?
那从想法的错误到行为又会怎么样呢？怎么样在父母跟子女之间产生行为的偏差呢？
And now we see that there is an area of behavior where parents try to control the child.
那父母亲会产生一种想要操纵孩子的行为。
Now, controlling your child, it is your child. But controlling the child is making that child into a mold that is not realistic.
或许你想说这是我的孩子，我当然可以操纵他来控制他，但是问题是当你想要按照你的方式来模造你的孩子的时候，那么你把你的孩子塑造成一个不真实的他。
You may try to tell them what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, until the child who is struggling to become an independent little individual will find itVery difficult.
当你要他照你想要做的去做，什么时候做， 然后如何做的时候呢，那么孩子等他们自己要学习自主学习独立的时候，他们会觉得很难。
Or you'll have the child that wants your attention, so the more you control them, the more they'll follow you because of the attention they want, but they become a very weak individual that finds it hard to face life unless you are controlling them.
一方面有一些孩子他们非常的希望父母亲给他们太很多的关注，所以呢他们就越依赖你，然后你就越保护他，到后来他们就没有能力可以面对他们以后生命中的任何的难处。
So this kind of behavior actually will bring conflicts in the home.
那像这种表现出来的行为也会带来家里面的冲突。
Sometimes as a parent,You find it very difficult to set down clear, consistent discipline boundaries.
有时候父母会觉得很难好好的定下对孩子的规范，很清楚的来啊，就是规范自己孩子该怎么样或不该怎么样。
Sometimes you are passive and you let things get away and let things go that you should stop.
有时候该阻止的时候你却包容，你却啊纵容他，让他去了。
So because of that, the children will become either rebellion or they'll defy you and they won't listen to you.
那这样的话孩子会有时候会用叛逆或者是对你有一种抗拒，不听你的话，这样的态度出现。
Now when there's a conflict, we need to solve a problem, isn't that right?
如果有冲突的时候，我们就应该去处理这个冲突，对不对？
But the problem is you don't know how to solve a problem.
问题是你不是那个可以懂得怎么样处理问题的人。
Your idea of problem solving is threatening the children.
有时候你对于解决问题的这样的一个观念就是要威胁对方。
Demanding of them.
命令他。
Trying, arguing with them.
跟他产生争执。
Until actually, you're not trying to solve a problem, you're trying to win a power struggle.
这样的话，你并不是在解决问题，你是在想要赢得你的这种能力，你的权力。
And whenever you get into a power struggle with your children, there is no one that wins.
你一旦落入这种跟对方有这种权力的拉锯战的时候呢，那么你绝对解决不了问题的。
Now, I have been giving you, quite a few things here that I'm sure it will take you time to digest.
今天我给你这一些，希望你能够好好的思考，然后慢慢的吸收。
Some of the things that I have said, you may not really like or appreciate.
或许我讲的，你听起来不中听，你不会喜欢听。
But I want you to listen the next time.
但是我希望能够接下去，下一次你一定要再听。
I am not blaming the parents as it may seem to you.
我在这里绝对不是要责备父母亲。
But you are the mature member of the relationship between a parent and a child.
我是希望你成为一个很成熟的父母亲，然后建立很好的亲子关系。
You are really the one responsible for bringing this relationship together.
父母亲是要负起这个建立亲子关系的这样的一个有责任的人。
I will be talking more about this.
那我会啊，下次我会多多谈我们的责任。
But you know, I'm glad that you're not alone. That if you really believe in God,
我很高兴，如果你真的是相信真神的人的话，那你不是孤独的。
You have someone that can help you.
你有神来帮助你。
He's the one that tells us that he will give us wisdom.
他跟你说过他要给你智慧。
And wisdom is what we need.
那你需要的是智慧。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13 之40号信箱，台湾高雄13之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。